Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. Third and goal from the four. Cousins shotgun, Cook to his left. The handoff goes to Dalvin, walks up to the five, to the three, to the two, to the end zone. Yes! Dalvin got in, touchdown! The ninth rushing touchdown this year by Dalvin Cook, and it's 12-6 Minnesota.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The great voice of Paul Allen, play-by-play for a long time on the Vikings radio network. He dropped the word apoplectic on the broadcast on Thursday night as the Vikings recorded their fourth straight win. They're now 6-2. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We are so pleased to have Paul joining us here on the show from Minneapolis. I'm glad that you're home and not having to be at the stadium anymore. But man, it was quite an atmosphere. And as I was listening to your broadcast, because I like to do that, you guys talked about how the team really looked fatigued, that they were tired. How much does the short turnaround into a Thursday night football play into what you saw tonight?
Well, you know, I think, honestly, the farther you get into the season, you know, I think the more the games are compromised on Thursday night football. Now, this is, you know, in no way to take away from a Washington Redskins defense that, quite honestly, was better than I thought it was and more physical. But, you know, in the Vikings, in winning three consecutive, Amy, that they were scoring 36 points a game. And they just ran up 503 yards of offense against the Lions on the road. So to come all the way back to what we witnessed this evening and one touchdown with all those Bailey field goals, you know, honestly, with the short week and the lack of exotic game planning and the fact that at the midway point of the season, these bodies and minds start to get worn down, I think it definitely plays into the style of the game.
Of course, as you pointed out on the broadcast, a win is a win is a win is a win, and that's the most important part. And the Vikings now have strung four together in a row. Is there a moment that you can look at or a game that you can look at and say that's a turning point for this team?
Well, I mean, it's interesting the way you lay that out because, you know, you're right. I mean, I've been a racetrack announcer for a quarter century, and the old racetrack adage is it doesn't matter how you get to the winner's circle as long as you get there and we're all getting our picture taken. So end of the equation, yeah, 6-2 is 6-2, and the team keeps pace with Green Bay. But, you know, the more I think about it, like on the drive home and in anticipation of this chat, and then subsequently over the weekend watching the game back, you know, there I'm sure are some things that took place in this game where if you take the long play and you're like, all right, if this team's going to get to the Super Bowl, what are A, B, and C that definitely need to improve? And, you know, I think the first thing for me, just top of the head right now, would be when the Vikings lost to the Chicago Bears, okay, a day the Bears did not have Akeem Hicks or Roquan Smith. But it still is an incredibly physical and aggressive front seven. And, you know, while Minnesota with its offensive line is stylistically sound and very athletic and very fast, Washington with Matt Ioannidis and Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne and the guys that they have they're just very physical and very strong. And you know, the Vikings, quite honestly, up front did not hold up incredibly well against that front seven. So that's something I think moving forward that is definitely going to need to improve.
I am so excited for the Vikings to have a legit run game that's consistent. So they've had different guys who've run for them over the past couple of years, going back to when Adrian Peterson was there. And yet Dalvin Cook, I know he's gone through some injuries, but he's become that consistent, formidable force that really opens things up. So how much have you seen this change the offense to have Cook as a consistent runner?
Well, with the offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski and his right hand man being Gary Kubiak, you know, with seven Super Bowls and a Super Bowl victory as a head coach, Super Bowl 50, things are very peaceful. Things are very calm.
Nice.
And they're both very even keeled guys who work really well with the players. You know, when things get intense and whether they're positive or they're negative. And the balance is really, really good. I mean, the team is right around 50-50 on run pass. Now, you know, back to your previous question, which I did not answer. The potential turning point for this team actually does not involve a game. It, in my opinion, at this stage of the season, the midway point, Amy, when Stephon Diggs had that bad week, you know, where he missed a Wednesday practice, and right. then he had a weird press conference on Thursday, and you know, he was very clandestine and, you know, just very covert with his actions. That was kind of a tipping point because we came off a game where we got beaten up by the Bears. Week two, with all due respect to Green Bay, I think Minnesota absolutely handed the Packers a game that weekend, and Stephon was very frustrated. And, you know, when you have a distraction like that, it can go one of two ways. And it seemed to motivate the quarterback to play a different way and act a different way during the course of games. And Stephon clearly has responded with games at like seven receptions and 155 pretty much almost every game after that. So that honestly, that was the turning point for where we are now.
Mm. Paul Allen is the voice of the Minnesota Vikings on their radio network with us following Thursday Night Football, their fourth consecutive win, now 6-2, right behind the Packers in the NFC North. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Has Kirk Cousins answered all these questions about whether or not he can stretch the field?
Well, there are always going to be qualifiers with Kirk. You know, I mean, to whom much is given, much is expected. I understand that. You know, but in this part of the country where times are a little simpler than certain parts of the country, when you receive a deal like he received, you're going to be under the microscope with everything you do.
Mm.
And you know, he wasn't exactly as good as people wanted him to be last year, but there was a qualifier. You know, the running game was non-existent last year, so much so that the first-year coordinator, with all due respect, got fired before he could finish his first year. So now the running game is good. Kirk's on fire. I mean, I think he was 23 or 26 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, he's not putting the team in situations to torpedo the game single-handedly. And again, back to that Diggs situation. You know, with all due respect to Kirk, in the Green Bay game, Stephon should have had five catches for 150 yards. And he was missed all over the field, and it was very frustrating. And, you know, I think Kirk finally has looked at it like, you know what, I'm just going to go out there with my God-given ability. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to settle down, and I'm going to make things happen. And that's been a major, major key to this offense.
Adrian Peterson, of course, was an MVP when he was there with Minnesota and had some really good years. And he said to one of the sideline reporters that he helped to build this place, meaning U.S. Bank Stadium, the new facility for the Vikings. What's your reaction when you hear that from AP?
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, Adrian, at the end of the game this evening, when it was locked up, at U.S. Bank Stadium, they put the camera on Adrian. And, you know, that could have gone one of two ways. He could have gotten booed or he could have gotten a rousing standing ovation. And it was the latter. And I was very happy that it worked out that way because – even, you know, whether it's 2009 and Brett Favre's the identity of this team and we're going to the NFC title game,
right.
Adrian had a lot to do with that. When we had bad seasons, they still would sell out every single game and the TV ratings are massive because he's such a home run hitter. And he's just so important as the greatest running back in the history of this franchise that, you know, arrogantly speaking, I mean, he can say that he played a major part in building U.S. Bank Stadium. Metaphorically speaking, he's right. but he was an absolutely fantastic talent here for many years.
What is the new stadium like? I haven't been inside yet.
It's as good as you'll ever see. I mean, it's now, I mean, the old schoolers, the traditionalists, you know, will prefer a non-domed or non-roof stadium, and I understand that. Like when we go to Lambeau Field or we have Arrowhead a week from Sunday, I mean, those places are fantastic. But this is Taj Mahal. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. It's spacious, yet instead of going back, the seats more go up. So therefore, all the seats are good. It's just an absolutely beautiful facility.
I want to ask you, if you don't mind, Paul, about, and this is a total pivot, but about the success of Teddy Bridgewater, because he was there, obviously, with the Vikings to start his career and had that devastating injury. And now he gets this second opportunity, and he's so grateful for it, too, which I really appreciate. But he gets a second opportunity with the Saints. They haven't lost since Drew Brees got hurt, and he's a piece of that. He's not the only piece, but he's a piece. I would love to hear your impressions of him from the time that he was in Minnesota.
You know, every time I watch Teddy win or when I take time to watch back his games, it's exactly the same Teddy Bridgewater as the Vikings had. I mean, you're not going to get a series of 375-yard performances with four TDs and zero picks. It's going to be closer to 175 to 250. It's going to be very efficient. He's going to run for first down on third down frequently. And he's not going to dagger a game. He's not going to submarine your opportunities to win. He's a fantastic human being, very soft-spoken guy. And quite honestly, you know, I'm not sure, certainly not speaking for Mike Zimmer, but if I were to guess, Mike Zimmer has a very, very soft spot in his heart for Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
He loves Teddy. He misses Teddy. And we wish Teddy nothing but the best.
Certainly has had a chance to show his character in the way that he's come through this injury. And again, knowing that there was a very real possibility he could never play again, I think he speaks, and the gratefulness that comes out of his heart is something we can all learn from.
Well, you know, that Tuesday, I believe in 2016 in August, after the Vikings beat San Diego in a preseason game, that Tuesday when Bridgewater went down is a day I'll never forget. I mean, with the sirens and the ambulance and the police cars and, you know, certified athletic trainer Eric Sugarman and his staff had to make some very, very critical decisions very early in the process, or this could have been an unbelievably bad situation. And they did. And, you know, subsequently, Teddy is now playing, and I pull for him every single game in which he plays.
Paul Allen of the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So you've had a chance to see every other member of the NFC North now through the first half. What are your impressions of the division this year?
Well, the you know, clearly the alleged schism or kerfuffle that people thought would transpire between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers is completely non-existent. You know, they Aaron's getting along just beautifully. Jair Alexander has emerged as one of the best corners in the NFL, and getting Zadarius and Preston Smith clearly is working for Green Bay. Their defense is better than I thought it would be. They are the team to beat in the division. I have too much respect for Matt Nagy to completely count out Chicago. Not having Akeem Hicks is not going to help, but they got to find a way to get better productivity out of that quarterback, and I think they know that. The Lions are better than they have been in years, but I still think they're a cut below. So, you know, I think as we steam down the stretch, I do believe it will be between us and Green Bay, and we play Green Bay in the season's penultimate game. Ooh. At U.S. Bank Stadium, and that's going to be a big one.
This is a hallmark night for me, Paul. I've never had a person use the word kerfluffle on my show before. This
it's
is
kerfuffle.
Amazing. Oh.
Yeah,
see you, what I mean?
After I just demolished about 25 shrimp in the adjacent to the Vikings locker room with some of the players and coaches, I'm kerfluffle because I'm fluffy right now, but the word actually is kerfuffle.
Oh, whoops. See what I mean? Not familiar with the word. All right. You can follow Paul on Twitter at PA on the mic, Canterbury Park, Minnesota Vikings, K-Fan. He's all over the place, and we love to have him on the show. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, you're awesome. Call anytime.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.